This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday in the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath this evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting at the Somnath Temple. He will also view a drone show at the temple. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple over centuries. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the first phase of the budget session will conclude on the 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. The minister informed that on the recommendation of the central government, President Draupadi Murmu has approved the summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session 2026. Chief of Defence Staff, CDS General Anil Chauhan, has said Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of its serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments, which is an acknowledgement that everything did not go well for the neighbouring nation. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways is well positioned to set global benchmark and play a key role in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking after presenting the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 to 100 railway officials and awarding 26 shields to the best performing railway zones in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Indian Railways has set 6 new resolutions for 2026.
52 reforms will be introduced in the 52 weeks of 2026 so that a new look of the railways is revealed in the coming days. A new structural method will be introduced for technology and innovation so that India's startups and innovative minds can connect with the railways. Our technology innovation portal will be launched for this. AI will be extensively used for maintenance activities.
In Himachal Pradesh, 14 people died and 33 others were injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district, yesterday. The bus was on its way from Solan to Haripurdhar. The injured have been referred to IGMC Shimla for treatment. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed the Sirmaur district administration to provide all possible assistance to the families of the deceased and injured passengers and to ensure that best possible medical treatment is given to them. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 154 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And in Iran, anti-government protests have widened to all 31 provinces, cutting across cities and regions of the country, posing the most serious challenge to the Islamic Republic since 2022 unrest. And that is the end of this news bulletin.